Alright, we're starting chapter 18 of Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, called The Weighing of the Wands. For some reason, they have to weigh their wands.
You know what that means, don't you?
Yep.
How's Fleur gonna do that? Oh, she's special.
When Harry woke up on Sunday morning, it took him a moment to remember why he felt so miserable and worried. Then the memory of the previous night rolled over him. He sat up and ripped back the curtains of his own four-poster, intending to talk to Ron to force Ron to believe him, only to find that Ron's bed was empty. He'd obviously gone down to breakfast. Harry dressed and went down the spiral staircase into the common room. The moment he appeared, the people who had already finished breakfast broke into applause again. Prospect of going down into the great hall and facing the rest of the Gryffindors, all treating him like some sort of hero, was not inviting. It was that, however, stay here and allow himself to be cornered by the Creevy brothers, who were both beckoning frantically to him to join them. He walked resolutely over to the portrait hole, pushed it open and climbed out of it, and found himself face to face with Hermione. "Hello," she said, holding up a stack of toast, which she was carrying in a napkin. "I brought you this. Want to go for a walk?" "Good idea," said Harry, gratefully. They went downstairs, crossed the entrance hall quickly without looking in at the great hall, and were soon striding across the lawn toward the lake, where the Durmstrang ship was moored, reflecting blackly in the water. It was a chilly morning, and they kept moving, munching their toast, as Harry told Hermione exactly what had happened after he had left the Gryffindor table the night before. To his immense relief, Hermione accepted his story without question. "Well, of course I knew you hadn't entered yourself," she said, when he'd finished telling her about the scene in the chamber at the off the hall. "The look on your face when Dumbledore read out your name. The question is, who did put it in? Because Moody's right, Harry. I don't think any student could have done it. They'd never be able to fool the goblet or get over Dumbledore." "Have you seen Ron?" Harry interrupted. Hermione hesitated. "Yes, he was at breakfast," she said. "Does he still think I entered myself?" "Well, no, I don't think so. Not really," said Hermione awkwardly. "What's that supposed to mean, not really?" "Oh, Harry, isn't it obvious?" Hermione said despairingly. "He's jealous." "Jealous?" Harry said incredulous.
"Jealous of what?
He wants to make a prat of himself in front of the whole school, does he?" "Look," said Hermione patiently, "it's always you who gets all the attention. You know it is. I know it's not your fault," she added, seeing Harry open his mouth furiously. "I know you don't ask for it, but, well, you know, Ron's got all those brothers to compete against at home, and you're his best friend. You're really famous. He's always shunted to one side whenever people see you. And see, he puts up with it, and he never mentions it, but I suppose this is just one time too many."
"Great," said Harry bitterly, "really great. Tell him from me, I'll swap with him any time. Tell him he's welcome to it, people gawping at my forehead wherever I go."
"I'm not telling him anything," said Hermione shortly. "Tell him yourself. It's the only way to sort this thing out."
"I'm not running around after him trying to make him grow up," Harry said so loudly that several owls in a nearby tree took flight in alarm. "Maybe he'll believe I'm not enjoying myself once I've got my neck broken or something."
"That's not funny," said Hermione quietly. "That's not funny at all." She looked extremely anxious. "Harry, I've been thinking. You know what we've got to do, don't you? Straight away, the moment we get back to the castle."
"Yeah, we give Ron a good kick up.
Right to Sirius.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to tell him what happened. He asked you to keep him posted on everything that's going on at Hogwarts. It's almost as if he expected something like this to happen. I brought some parchment and a quill out with me."
"Come off it," said Harry, looking around to check they couldn't be overheard, but the grounds were quite deserted. "He came back into the country just because my scar twinged. He'll probably come bursting right into the castle if I tell him someone's entered me in the Triwizard Tournament."
"He'd want you to tell him," said Hermione sternly. "He's going to find out anyway."
"How?"
"Harry, this isn't going to be kept quiet," said Hermione very seriously. "The tournament's famous, and you're famous. I'd be really surprised if there isn't anything in the Daily Prophet about you competing. You're already in half the books about you-know-who-you-know. You-know-who-you-know. And Sirius would rather hear it from you, I know he would."
"All right, I'll write to him," said Harry. "If throwing his last piece of toast into the lake. They both stood and watched it floating there for a moment before a large tentacle rose out of the water and scooped it beneath the surface. They then returned to the castle. "Whose owl am I going to use?" Harry said as they climbed the stairs. "He told me not to use Hedwig again." "Ask Ron if you can borrow." "Not asking Ron for anything," Harry said flatly. "Well, borrow one of the school owls, then. Anyone can use them." They went up to the owlery. Hermione gave Harry a piece of parchment, a quill, and a bottle of ink. Why do they use quills?
I know. I don't know. Just read.
And then strolled around with the long lines of purchase, looking at all the different owls, while Harry sat down against the wall and wrote his letter. "Dear Sirius, you told me to keep you posted on what's happening at Hogwarts, so here goes. I don't know if you've heard, but the Triwizard Tournament's happening this year, and on Saturday night I got picked as a fourth champion. I don't know who put my name in the Goblet of Fire, because I didn't. The other Hogwarts champion is Cedric Diggory from Hufflepuff." He paused at this point, thinking. He had the urge to say something about the large weight of anxiety that seemed to have settled inside his chest since last night. But he couldn't think how to translate this into words, so he dipped his quill back into the ink bottle and wrote, "Hope you're okay, and Buckbeak. Harry." "Finished," he told Hermione, getting to his feet and brushing straw off his robes. At this, Hedwig came fluttering down on his shoulder and held out her leg. "I can't use you," Harry told her, looking around for the school owls. "I've got to use one of those." Hedwig gave a very loud hoot and took off so suddenly that her talons cut into his shoulder. She kept her back to Harry all the time he was tying his letter to the leg of a large barn owl. When the barn owl had flown off, Harry reached out to stroke Hedwig, but she clicked her beak furiously and soared up into the rafters out of reach. "First Ron, then you," said Harry angrily. "This isn't my fault."
I hope you like that, my kitten. You're a very cute kitten. I love you so much. I hope you can sleep well. You're super cute. You're very cuddly. I love you so much. Good night, kitty.